We're starting to look at Acts chapter 24, verses 10 through 22. And this is going to be Paul's proper defense before Governor Felix. As we saw last time, Tertullus, the attorney hired by the Sanhedrin to plead their case to Governor Felix, has charged Paul with three accusations: sedition, sectarianism, and sacrilege. When Felix had finished his complaint, Luke tells us, the other Jews joined in accusations, asserting that these things were true. So the governor has now heard the complaints. Starting at verse 10, Luke gives us a summary of what Paul said in his defense. So let's take a look at verses 10 through 13. Beginning at verse 10, Paul tells Felix, I know that for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation, so I gladly make my defense. You can easily verify that no more than 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem to worship. My accusers did not find me arguing with anyone at the temple or stirring up a crowd in the synagogues or anywhere else in the city, and they cannot prove to you the charges they are now making against me. Well, as we will see, Paul is going to calmly and politely address the charges against him before Governor Felix. He does not raise his voice or demand justice. Instead, he picks off the charges against him one by one. Perhaps we could learn something here for how we ought to deal with what we believe is injustice done towards ourselves. Now, right off the bat, Paul recognizes Felix's authority to adjudicate his case. While some commentators have accused Paul of some kind of flattery that Tertullus employed, I don't see it that way. Paul is not buttering Felix up in order to win his case. He simply states what he knows about the governor before he defends himself. He tells Felix, I know that for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation, so I gladly make my defense. This is not buttering up. This is simply stating the facts. We know from Roman historical records that Felix had been a procurator of Judea for about 5 years when Paul's case came before him. Prior to that, he served under another Roman procurator named Cumanus, who was the governor of Samaria. So altogether, Felix has had about 9 to 10 years of practical experience dealing with the Jews. This cannot be understated. As corrupt as Felix may have been, it was still quite necessary for him to be thoroughly acquainted with the Jewish laws and Jewish culture for him to be able to properly adjudicate Paul's case. Let me put it this way. Knowing these things would make it inevitable that Felix would walk right into a judicial and political trap if he did not have this knowledge. Then the current high priest would see to it. Felix knows he cannot afford to come off as ignorant or to make the wrong ruling. Essentially, Paul starts by recognizing Felix's depth of understanding of the Jewish nation and his experience as a procurator. So there really is no outrageous flattery like Tertullus used. By the way, John MacArthur has a great definition of flattery. He writes, flattery is when you do or say something to somebody that is beyond the truth in order to elicit something for yourself. Paul simply does not do that. Join me again next time for Verse by Verse.